Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Friday's show.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
You'd be shocked. Like, I know radio is not a very hard job, but like, there's so many buttons in front of me. If one button is not pressed correctly, the show's toast. It's toast. I just hit the wrong button. All of a sudden in my head, it was like, bah! I was like, oh no, wrong button. I'm so sorry.
I mean, you don't really know exactly what every single button does. You only know what the buttons you need
you
to.
You need to do. Like, there's so many buttons, I have no idea what they do.
So if you mess something up, you're like, well, I don't know what that one does.
Yesterday, and I still don't know what's going on. I can't confirm or deny that there was a ghost going on.
That email was hilarious because that happens all the time. And I just assumed because there's been stories, and I don't know if it's been them joking, but people have said that there's like a ghost in this studio or like something has happened here. So when you sent that email, I don't know if I've never said anything because I've just like accepted it, but that has happened for a really long time.
So I had never noticed it before. Jess had like just left the studio and all of a sudden, like I heard, and this will make no sense to you, but I heard like the creaking. We have these microphone stands that hold our mics above us. And I heard like the microphone stands moving in her studio.
Oh, that's new.
And I was like, okay, that's weird.
That's
like,
new, yeah.
And I kind of looked over at her studio and there was nobody there. And I was like, that's bizarre, but all right. And then maybe like 2 minutes went by and I heard it again. I looked back, I kept thinking Jess was still here. And I was like, all right, that's weird. And then all of a sudden, like the speakers in Jess's studio, like came blaring on,
mm-hmm.
like full blast.
The music will like play really loud and then get really quiet.
And I was like, Jess, are you there? And then like, and then it was like off and then on and then off. And then like the mic would like make noises like it was moving. Like I swear, like I can't confirm or deny that Jess's studio is actually haunted or not after that. And then, of course, like the engineer said he had an answer for it.
Well, that's nice.
But like,
I guess I could have asked.
No, but like the mic. No, but the mics don't move because of a speaker amp issue. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but this mic though is pretty janky, not gonna lie. I've had to like Inspector Gadget this thing a couple of times because it's like fell apart.
I think you're trying to make yourself feel better.
No, I'm not. I'm literally not. Like, I'm telling you right now, I just thought it was funny when you see, like, Kramer sent this massive email yesterday and I was like, oh, that's been happening for like ever. I probably could have said something about it.
5 years, I'd never heard anything like it before in my life. I was literally like freaking out in here, man. It was kind of weird. Anyway, welcome to your Haunted Friday show, everybody. That's how we're starting this bad boy. What's the vibe for the weekend? Anybody got some, like, good news to share with the group? I feel like we need to really, like, it's Friday. Come on. Like, let's like, get in a good Friday mood. We got some good news to share with the group. Jess had a friend in town this week. That's some good news.
That's fun.
Anybody else got some good news to share with the group? We just, like, only good vibes for Friday. Jess, I was describing you. I was hanging out with a yoga friend yesterday, and she was like, what's your co-host like? And I was like, she's the complete opposite. She's like the complete opposite of me. She's like completely positive and, you know, completely optimistic of the world. So let's do this. If you've got some really, everyone share like one piece of positive news in your life right now. We'll start with Jess Dutra. Jess, one positive piece of news in your life right now is what?
Garage Boy and I are so
excited. I guess we don't need Xbox music for
this. Yeah, like whatever. I mean, fine. Like
doesn't
whatever,
really
vibing out.
Yeah.
We're literally just so excited to have the laziest weekend ever,
yeah.
Just because we like partied all weekend last weekend,
right?
And then my friend was here, and so this morning, every morning we send a text to each other, and he's just like, God, I cannot wait to be all lazy this weekend. I'm like, oh, I'm counting down the hours, my guy. It is on. We're getting pizza. The blankets are gonna be out. So to me, that is like the happiness.
Like,
I'm counting the minutes down for.
Can I tell you, after like about 6 days of my iPhone trying to update to 18.6.5,
oh, yeah.
I woke up this morning without that notification because it finally did itself, and that was
good.
That's my positive news, man. What about you? Tell us.
Selena Gomez and her fiance, Benny Blanco, just dropped their new album, I Said I Love You First, today. And to celebrate, they hit up Hot Ones, the Spicy Wing Challenge show on YouTube. But when the host, Sean Evans, asked Selena to name one of Benny's most underrated songs, he's a producer, if you weren't aware, the heat was so intense that she totally blanked. Take a listen.
Okay, here she goes right here.
I don't know. I don't know what song you would have done. I'm sorry, babe.
I just get no answer. All right, cool. Yeah, don't worry.
All your songs are amazing.
Okay, so the clip has since gone viral, with some fans calling her out for not being able to name one of her fiancé songs, while others are basically saying, like, Selena is literally trying to fight for her life. Like, this show, with the, if you have never seen Hot Ones, it is made to purposely break down these celebrities. Like, they're unable to think, they're unable to speak, because it's so intense, okay?
I'll never understand this show, by the way. For y'all that watch this show...
It's my favorite show.
Why?
It's my favorite show.
Why?
Because...
For what reason?
The reason why I love Hot Ones is A, Sean Evans is one of the best interviewers I've ever seen in my life.
But why do they have to eat the spicy stuff?
Because it's so painful, like you're disarmed. And so that's why he can get away with asking these questions. And they're never offensive. They're never inappropriate. But it's just like,
weird.
They feel comfortable to actually speak like human beings versus like being in PR mode and giving like the normal answer. But hang on a second. I need to defend my girl, Selena Gomez, real quick, okay? Yeah. Benny Blanco is a famous producer and has been for quite some time. Who knows how many songs this man has made? Thousands. Sure. Millions. Possibly. Who knows?
I don't think millions.
Whatever.
I don't even know thousands.
Okay. And
maybe
obviously,
hundreds.
I'm sure she obviously is aware of the songs that they have made together, but maybe like she couldn't think at the top of her head a different song of his. And I feel like a lot of partners can relate to this. Where do you actually, and are you fully capable of describing what your significant other does? Because I know for me, the way I am able to describe what my husband Garage Boy does is like nowhere near what exactly he does, because I still have a hard time understanding.
How would you describe what he does?
Garage Boy.
The music drops out right there. I didn't do that, by the way. But what a great drop out of the music.
Okay, my version, which is not doing it justice, to the point where I've saved it in my note so I can give this man the credit he deserves.
But like,
so
if,
I can
if you
say
did,
it for
if
real.
You described
I will
it.
Say it my way, and then I have to tell you what he actually does, because it's just, it's hard for me to understand.
But how do you describe it?
He approves and inspects parts that are made for and to build military defense planes and I believe other structures. Okay.
You didn't sell me on it though. I'm sure it's way more complex than that.
It is, because it is though, but like that's the thing. That's why I feel bad for Selena, and people are like, you don't even know what your man does. Yes, she does. She knows what her man does. But like she was in the midst of the bomb insanity wing.
Wait.
And then she just couldn't think of a song.
Pop quiz right now. Text us what your spouse does. Don't.
Can I tell you what he actually does?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, this is in my notes.
Text us what
your husband is a quality inspector for a third-party company who makes F-35 parts and distributes for military and defense, like an F-35, which is a fighter jet.
Which is I love you to break that down too. Probably like, wait, what's
that? That's in my notes, but that's hard to. Because he's way smarter than me. I don't know, I just want to make sure.
Okay, pop quiz, everybody, right now. Text us what your spouse does.
I can't be the only one.
Text us what your spouse does. I want to know, like, honestly, if like everyone in Maryland, if we ask you right now what your spouse does, like, how clear of a definition could you give us? Or is most people like me, they like
a 10 out of 10 recommend making a note. Have a note in your phone.
Like, they do something with construction, you know what I mean? Or they do something with
something in logistics.
Something in logistics, or they do something with cars, I don't know.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000
All right, now let's get into it. $1,000 at this time every single day here on Mix. Okay, so keep on coming back. One day it's going to be you, but play along in your car. Let us know how you do with these questions today, okay? Today is caller number 10. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kristen.
Hi, Kristen.
Hey,
Kristen, hi. You're number 10.
Kristen and Lily is in the car too?
Yes.
Hi, ladies.
How are we doing?
And three boys were dropping off at school right now.
Wait, and who?
we have my son and our neighbors that were dropping off to school right now.
Bye, guys. Have a good day at school.
We're maximum capacity, unfortunately. We've hit our maximum capacity.
You're missing the round. Sucks for y'all. JK.
What's up then? We ready to play for $1,000 in free gas?
We are.
Well, let's go. Jess is going to explain the rules, and we're going to do it. Jess, how do we play?
If you could answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 and free Dash in gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we will go back to them only if there is time at the end. Kristen and Lily, you ready to play?
We are.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts
Question number one. What boy band had the hit The Hardest Things?
Pass.
Question number two. Spell the word leisure.
L-E-I-S-U-R-E.
Correct. Question number three. What TV show featured Dr. Doug Ross, Dr. Mark Green, and Dr. Doug John Carter?
Oh, I'm going to guess ER.
Correct. Question number four. What is the product of 10 and 8?
80.
Correct. Question number five. What type of animal is a frog?
Amphibian.
Correct. Question number six. Don't leave home without it is a well-known slogan of what credit card company?
Oh, gosh. Visa.
It's not Visa. No! You went for it. And you
Kristen,
went for it.
You were on a roll. Yeah. Was that all off the dome?
That's off the dome,
like,
baby.
Was that any
That's
Googling?
Off the dome. Kristen, was she?
No, no. We weren't quick enough to Google.
Oh, my God. No, was so good.
That was so good. That was
leisure
so good.
Leisure is a really hard word to spell, I would say.
Yeah. No, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for that one. Okay, let's go back through these, because honestly, that was a great round.
Yes. Back to number one, the one that you skipped. What boy band had the hit The Hardest Things?
98 Degrees.
That question number six, don't leave home without it, is the well-known slogan of which credit card company? That's American Express.
Yeah, you had to go for one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you might as well.
And then let's see if you would have gotten the last one. How many letters are in the word invisible?
Nine.
Yeah, that's there nine. You go. You should feel good.
Best round of the week, I feel?
I think
well,
so.
Well, obviously, but we're not going to give Brian and Fam more credit than they already got the gas cards. Like, they don't need any more love, but you're fine.
Second best round? Yeah. Is it a consolation to be the second best?
I just want you to feel special.
Okay.
I do. Thank you.
Hey, listen, it was fun. Hopefully, if you can do this well, I don't see why you couldn't knock out, a round maybe next week. We come back every day. We got 7 more trivia questions worth $1,000. Hopefully you guys will call back. Lily, Kristen, and everybody else. I don't even know. It's like a clown car in there. People just kept
all
popping in
all the boys
in and
at school.
We'll come back and we'll do more questions Monday for $1,000 in free gas, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Have a great weekend, you guys. And make sure to head to Dashen for their top-tier performance gas. That means fuel at Dashen meets performance standards set by some of the leading auto brands. Fill up with top-tier gas at Dashen.
Ooh, are you still mad? It's too late now to say sorry. Want an apology?
Sorry.
Or is yours long overdue?
Forgive and Forget with Kramer and Jess.
Okay, Hannah from Nottingham, are we going to ask for forgiveness or demand an apology today?
I'm demanding an apology. My husband thinks it's okay to have his ex as his emergency contact.
Why?
That's bizarre.
It's someone he dated throughout college, and then I found out they were still dating when we were together. It's like a whole trust thing, but we worked through it. But the thing is, it's like he's still using her as his emergency contact.
And how long have you guys been married?
3 years.
Oof. And how's that sitting with you?
Not good at all. Like, mostly they don't talk anymore. Like, I just thought this was a thing of the past.
Yeah. You're sure that they don't talk anymore? Because that doesn't seem...
Yeah, that seems weird. Like, I feel like at this point, it's either going to be significant other or a parent, like mom or dad, right?
Yeah, like I wouldn't... Mm-hmm. I don't know
or
why.
Or like just some sort of like family member. But I think the fact that it's an ex is really bizarre to me. And he doesn't see an issue with this.
He just like brushed it off. He doesn't think it's a big deal. And I do. And he can easily change it to me, to his best friend, to his mom, to his uncle, like anybody but her.
To the radio station.
Do you,
to anybody.
Literally.
Do you think that there actually is some contact between the two of them that you're not aware of then? If that is his emergency contact?
I hope not.
What's your gut tell you though?
I feel like maybe they might still be talking. I mean, even if her number's not in his phone, he probably might have it memorized or have it written down somewhere. I don't know. I'm hoping not.
I mean, emergency contact's pretty, that's like, I trust you more than anybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I love Jess, and she ain't even my emergency contact. That's my mama. Like, yeah. I don't even put my daddy as my emergency contact because I don't trust him enough. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, that's my person, you know? Like,
I will say, though, sometimes, too, like, sometimes people put down someone who they know will answer, to
that,
be honest.
Okay, that's true, so but still.
That's fair as well. No, I'm not applying that. No, no, no. I'm not applying that to this.
Don't
I'm
put
not,
your ex.
I'm not applying that to this, but some people may have that argument.
No.
But in this particular situation, especially with the whole overlapping and the trust issues, mm-hmm. with the beginning of your relationship and that love triangle between the three of you. This is a weird, weird situation.
Okay. So you obviously want an apology. I'm guessing that you want that contact to be you.
At least.
And he's not willing to change it.
I mean, he just brushed it off,
Okay, so he didn't want to change it.
He had a chance. He had a chance to.
But you wanted to be, at the end of the day, if we can get that to be you, then that's our goal here. Apology and change. Yes. Emergency contact should be you.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what we will attempt to do today with Forgive and Forget. If you're new at this, welcome to a very interesting one. Basically, you know, Hannah said, I just found out that my husband's emergency contact is not actually me. It is his ex-girlfriend, and that's not sitting well with me. He doesn't feel like he wants to change it, but maybe we can, like, convince him that's weird, because it is. I mean, it is weird, right? And we're going to get him on and see, like, maybe we can convince him collectively that that is weird, or maybe he's got a reason of why it needs to be. I don't know. Hannah, we're going to bring in David. Just don't let him know, though, that you're on until we give him a chance to guess, okay, who is actually the one to bring him on, okay?
All right.
Then let's get in David. What's up, David? Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
We're good, man. Thanks again for agreeing to come on and do this today.
Of course.
So I know that Charlotte was able to, or I know Charlotte explained to you kind of how this segment works. There's obviously somebody here that wanted to, either ask for forgiveness or demand an apology. And I know that you're pretty, pretty clear, at least in my understanding, of who might want to bring you on. And that person is who?
I think my wife has been having a bad reaction to my listing of an ex as an emergency contact, but this person is a doctor.
Okay, is that your reasoning?
Well, yeah. I mean, she's a medical professional. She's really smart. Always has her phone on her, so she'll always pick up. I think that in an emergency situation, you know, she's the kind of person that you would want to be a person that's called.
Oh, she's really smart. I'm not really smart. I have my phone on me all the time. Seriously, David, really?
Yeah, I think, David, that is a little confusing. And I would like to mention here, like, my husband has me listed as his emergency contact. I'm not a doctor. I don't know how a scan works, but, like, I need to know what's going on so I can be there for my husband in the state of emergency. So I think I'm a little confused as to why you wouldn't want your wife listed.
I mean, it not many people can say they know a doctor. And so I think having that person be on speed dial is probably not a bad decision. You know, it's nothing against my wife. I love my wife.
But you don't talk to her any other time.
No.
Does that not concern you that, like, she'd be like, yo, I haven't talked to this man in like 7 years.
Yeah,
I don't like, know my guy.
Yeah. Like, how are you guys on the same page in order for her to be your emergency contact if you're not on speaking terms?
I mean, it's not like when we stopped, you know, seeing each other years ago that we were like, and don't make me your emergency contact either. I kind of just always have had her as my emergency contact, and yeah. She doesn't hate me or anything, and I think that if she got a call randomly, even if we haven't spoken in years, saying, hey, you know, your friend is, you know, having a medical episode or is, you know, in trouble, I think that she would definitely spring into action.
And then what? And then she has to tell your wife, like, what's going on with you? That doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever.
It kind of does make sense. I mean, a little bit to me, I kind of get this. Like why? Like, if I had a question about radio, like, I'm going to call Jess. Like, Jess knows about radio. Like, I'm not going to call my friend that works on cars. Like, why not call the person that's medically inclined versus, I mean, I understand why that might bother you, Hannah, but, like, why not put somebody down that actually knows what the hell's going on?
What are they going to call and say, hey, the guy you used to be with is dying. Can you stop everything you're doing and come save his life? No, you're going to go to a hospital. They're going to call me or your mom or your dad. Like, come on.
after the pandemic, I'm not risking anything. You know, I think that that really changed how I felt about medical things. And I think that there's nothing wrong with having a relationship with someone in the sense that they are a medical person that I've known in my life for years. And I think I trust them, medically speaking, if God forbid anything happens to me. And I don't think there's anything weird about that. You know?
Are you guys okay taking phone calls to see maybe who's right and who's wrong in this situation since we can't seem to solve this ourselves? Is that okay with you guys?
Sure, I guess.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay. That's all right, I guess.
Okay.
This is Susan on One in Baltimore.
What's up, Susan?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're good.
I'm confused. I'm very confused.
Yeah, David just should apologize. He's not thinking this through. Legally speaking, this doctor's not empowered to make decisions for him. And if you call someone's emergency contact, chances are that person's incapacitated. So does this doctor know what his wishes are? Does this doctor have the legal authority to make these decisions for him? No, his wife does. So he's just delaying having important decisions made that could be the difference between him making it or not, or having some sort of serious lingering issue.
Yes, yeah, and right. Yes, and also, if she does have this information, then obviously that means that you guys are talking and there is contact, which is something that he's claiming is not true.
Well, I mean, I don't know if we can go that far. I don't know if we can go that far to say they're still having contact, you know. Thank you, Susan. Let's go to Angelina. Angelina in Baltimore. Hi, Angelina. Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
I mean, what do you think about this? Does it make sense to still have an ex as an emergency contact if they are medically knowledgeable?
No, honey. No, that's a red flag. I wouldn't go as far as to say they're still talking, but as the last person said, emergency contact is who you need to contact for these decisions. It's not somebody who's smart in the medical field. That doesn't make any sense. He's not going to go and see her when something happens. He's going to the hospital or the doctor. He does not need to call his ex-girlfriend, whether she's a medical professional or the president of the United States. He needs to contact his wife.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Listen. Yes.
Red flag, honey. Red flag.
Yes.
I think, yes, in an extreme case, that would make sense. But, like, what if it wasn't so? I think maybe, listen, because it's funny. It's like me.
Why do you want to talk to her so bad?
David,
like, that's my thing. What are you trying to do?
Why did David and I get it? Do you have a guy on? Do you have a guy? Because I'm wondering if it's like, this is like a male versus female perspective.
This is Brian on 4 in Baltimore.
Brian, what's up, man?
What's happening? What's happening?
Do you get it? Do you understand like why
I
it might
be? I do not get it at all.
Okay.
I'm married, I don't get it.
Mm-hmm,
I agree
you.
With Susan. You are literally creating a barrier between decisions that need to get made for your medical treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And like Susan said, most times when it's emergency contact, you're incapacitated, you can't call the person. It makes more sense to have your actual doctor on speed dial than your ex-girlfriend.
That's the smartest thing anyone's said so far.
If you
want a doctor so bad, then put your own doctor online.
I think he's kind of caught up in the fact that she's a doctor and she's smart. I used to be his ex-girlfriend. Not saying it's anything going on. I'm not trying to put that on him.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't make sense to have your ex-girlfriend who's a doctor your emergency contact,
right,
as opposed to your actual doctor.
I mean, what do you have to say to that then, you know, David? What, like...
That's their opinion, and I can have mine, and I am not changing it. That's my right to have my emergency contact, and I'm not severing that relationship.
Relationship? Oh, wow. I don't know how much more proof you need to know how wrong this is. Seriously, this is not right.
Well, so you're not changing anything?
No, I'm not changing anything. No, of course not.
The Cheesecake Factory is breaking hearts again and saying goodbye to 13 menu items, including the loaded mashed potato omelet and bistro shrimp pasta. But don't worry, the Cheesecake Factory menu will still be extremely overwhelming and give you massive amounts of anxiety because they're adding 23 new items.
Wait.
And that's going to range from appetizers to cocktails to entrees. So they're getting rid of 13. They're adding 23 new items, bringing their total number to now 250 menu items at Cheesecake Factory. Now, listen, If you are a Cheesecake Factory fan like I once was, the reason why I'm telling you this right now is because I'm encouraging you to check online for the full list of removed items to make sure it's not one of your favorites, so you don't have to find out by surprise at the restaurant like I did and have a public meltdown at Cheesecake Factory after they killed my favorite dish, which was the pasta Napolitana. Rest in peace.
If you aren't here for that Jess moment. Wait, there's been so many Jess moments on this show. You know what I mean? Like, we have to go through these Jess phases together, which is fine.
It's not a phase. It's my
phase.
Life.
No, it's a phase, bro.
It's like, not a phase. Like, that was literally... I was living my life. Minding my own business.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Went to dinner with my husband, and I go to order it, and the server was like, oh, I'm sorry, that was discontinued. And I will say, you know why they probably announced this? Is because of the backlash of what happened when they took away items without telling anybody.
Right.
Because they didn't tell. They didn't announce. And that's why I was so pissed. Because I was like, if I would have known... I would have gone earlier. Yeah. I would have gotten it to go. Yeah. I would have frozen it in my freezer so I could have it again later on.
Wait, so these 13 items that are going, are they already gone or they're leaving? Two different things. Are they leaving or are they gone? What's it?
What's the
latest reports? They're leaving?
It just said saying goodbye.
Ooh, that's
eliminating.
Oh, eliminating means gone. Done. Dunzo.
Is it gone?
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, gone. Yeah, some of you guys are going to be real sad next time he goes Cheesecake then.
I would literally just go because all of these, it's like saying goodbye, eliminating, say farewell. It's not like verbatim. They're like, it's like no longer available. So I would just check online. I would go.
Just still. Go. Yo, to this day, literally just in this, just so you know, I hope you don't think of this show like that we like plan. Okay, Jess, we're going to go on the air and you're going to act real sad still about this pasta dish. Jess still, like she was just telling Charlotte about you haven't been still?
I have not been to, I have not put one toe into Cheesecake Factory since they took away that dish because I am so upset.
Wait, the name of it again is what?
Pasta Napolitana.
Charlotte, you just Googled it. Be honest. What did you say about it?
Say what you said to me first, because I got pissed.
Don't you sugarcoat it
now.
Say
what you said.
I said, this looks like a plate of average spaghetti.
Which, that you looked into it, it's not. It's literally not.
Questionable.
A copycat recipe, and it does sound very
good. It's literally not plain spaghetti. It's not. It's like loaded with a bunch of different
like
sausages.
Cream sauce, and then there's a meat sauce as well.
There's like onions in there. There's like some veggies in there.
Which is probably why it was discontinued, because when you look it up, the first thing that comes up is a Reddit thread about how it's over 2,500 calories.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
Oh my God,
I would eat it over a span of 3 days.
Oh yeah,
no wonder it had to go. People are dying.
Wait, okay. First of all, don't be like, there's 250 menu items on the Cheesecake Factory menu, which are all well over. That's where the calorie range is.
Like my heart couldn't take it.
No, my whole thing is when you go to Cheesecake Factory, you know what's up.
Yeah,
you know what you're signing up for.
It's
called Cheesecake Factory.
And it's so funny that they have like a Skinnylicious menu. It's like, baby, nobody's there for that.
No, I'm not.
We didn't come here to be skinny. You know we're here too.
No.
You know what we're here for. Wait, question for you. What is the menu item you're still mourning? What's the menu item you're still mourning? Will you text us?
Original Chicken Crispers.
Can I answer this too?
Yeah. What are you mourning?
Okay, mine's not even Cheesecake Factory.
No, it doesn't matter.
They had this Olive Garden.
Yeah.
It was like when I was in like middle school, they had this limited edition. It was like kind of like manicotti. I have to look up what it was called. I'll find it.
Look it up. If everyone look up their item. Like, let us know what you're mourning. What are you still mourning? What's that menu item you're still mourning? Charlotte, you figured out yours. What is it?
Yes, it was the cannelloni from Olive Garden.
What was that?
It's kind of similar to manicotti, but it's even better.
Yeah, still taste it to this day.
Oh my gosh, yes. I just searched the dregs of the internet for this too.
Yeah.
But some people, they're missing it too.
It's messed up.
Olive Garden, it's your chance. You brought back the manicotti. The people want the cannelloni.
What else, Jess?
A text right here, the McWraps from like 2011.
Yo, what's up with the McWraps?
Yes!
Y'all love the McWraps.
McWraps.
Like, what was it about the McWraps that, like, y'all got so crazy about? It was just literally like a piece of, it was like a chicken finger with like a wrap around it. Why'd y'all like that so much?
It was cheesy.
Yeah. So it was like a cute little moment. It was a cute little moment.
$2, perfect amount of food.
Yeah. We just want a little snack. Hello. Text right here, menu item, Chick-fil-A, egg and chicken and cheese on a bagel. I never got to say goodbye.
I think that's the worst part. And Jess mentioned that earlier too. It's like when you don't know it's about to leave. Some restaurants are like, hey, it's its final chapter. Like, you get like 30 days.
Which they should do.
And they
typically don't. Another text, Taco Bell strawberry piña colada drinks. I've never had that.
Didn't know it was a thing. Okay, what else?
Texas Roadhouse baked beans. That's from Ryan.
Oh, hey, Ryan. Dang, listen, Ryan, that was your thing, man. What can you do, you know?
Okay, a bacon cheeseburger that had crab cake at Maggie's in Westminster.
Wow, ooh, that does sound good. All right, what else?
What else? Oh, we have another McDonald's salad shakers from the early 2000s. I have about 3 text messages that are mentioning the salad shakers.
The
from
salad shaker, you know, that was a really solid one. And I don't even know why we cared that much about it, but for some reason, if you could just shake your salad up, it just made it like just so much better. Yeah, RIP those things, man. Do you want to guess the drunkest city in Maryland? And really think through this before you give your answer, because you got a lot of options if you think about it. I mean, you got to really think about every single type of city that we got in the state, you know? Obviously, you got like Towson, you got all the, like, you know, the college cities. You got to think about Baltimore, obviously. You got to think about, I mean, hell, even down in Columbia where I live, yo, the moms be going out, bro. The moms be going out. They do. Mm-hmm. You got to think about Ocean City, you know, all that lifestyle out there.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be thinking about down in the DC area, like those, they be drinking down there. So if you had to guess, and they went through an alcohol sales bar area, stuff like that. You got to think about Fed Hill area. You got to think about Canton. You got to think about all that. Like, if you had to guess, they just named the drunkest city in Maryland. What's your answer?
I think it's Bel Air.
Bel Air. Interesting. And why Bel Air?
I think it's Bel Air because there's just a lot of like bars and breweries and stuff like that out there.
Interesting.
I feel like a lot of people go out consistently in that area.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Charlotte, you know the answer. What would you say if you didn't know the answer? Because you've lived here your whole life.
Probably would have said Baltimore or Towson.
Towson, yeah. Actually, I think if I really thought through it, I would assume Towson.
Would that be the automatic answer because of the university?
Because of the school.
Actually,
probably,
I might have said that. Yeah.
It probably would have been Towson.
No, that makes sense.
Baltimore is the answer, by the way. Baltimore is the answer. So Baltimore technically is the drunkest, because you got to think about it too. If you really consider Canton, Fed Hill, all the sports, the bars down there. I mean, I guess it kind of makes sense. So, yeah, I guess congratulations, Baltimore. the drunkest.
I'm not mad.
I mean, yeah.
You know, I partake. I'm probably part of it.
Exactly. All of us, actually.
Congratulations to us.
I've probably taken part in that title. Bad news. Jess just turned to me and goes, I got to pee. So I don't know. How do we handle this?
I'm just going to talk really fast. It's okay.
You sure?
Yeah. I mean, what do you mean, am I sure? No, we can't.
We can't wait. People can't wait for it, baby. No. It's Friday Cry-Day time. All right, let's go.
It's time for Friday Cry-Day. Feels good to let it out.
Hurry up.
Wait, not it feels good to let it out.
Hurry up. We literally don't take your time with this. Okay, so Friday Cry-Day, I cry, right? OMG. And I'm going to tell you 3 stories. One of them is true. 2 of them are a lie, which is so much fun. Okay, let's go.
Story number 1.
Woo! Okay, story number 1. My husband, Garage Boy, said that he wasn't going to be at the gym for a long time. So I planned a little surprise and I picked up his favorite pizza and timed it perfectly. Even like lit some candles to make it special so it would be like ready when he got home. Well, he lied because he stayed there for like ever. He stayed there way longer than he said he was going to be.
How long?
So by the time he got home, the pizza was cold. The candles were like dead. And just the whole moment was ruined because I'm just like staring at this cold pizza and like just waiting for him. He was like an hour later than he said he was going to be.
Long.
And
okay.
So I started crying because I was like trying to do something nice for you.
That's
and I guess the gains were just more important than this pizza.
All right. Story number 2.
Story number 2. I just learned that you can throw the detergent cap into the washer with the detergent into it. Mm-hmm. Because apparently that's like a known thing and I'm late. And actually, I feel bad and ridiculous for not knowing this because, yes, it does in fact actually say that on the cap itself.
Does it say that?
It says that.
Wait, first off, does anyone actually read the detergent?
No.
Who does anyone read the detergent? Has anyone, swear to God, does anyone read the detergent? It says it on there?
And people have been doing this for years. So when I discovered this, I was like, all right, my bad, y'all. Like, and then when we talked about it on air, everyone's telling us to do it. All these text messages are telling me to try it. So you know what? I was like, all right, I'll give it a go. Well, guess what? Guess what?
You did it.
The detergent didn't come out all of the way of the cap and spilled everywhere. And so now I have like little tiny detergent stains on some of my clothes. And I literally started angry crying because y'all know I already don't trust nobody. And look what happened. That is the last time I'm listening to anyone.
We had generations of humans. We had a woman that called in. She was like 97 years old.
And she's like, I've been doing this for 40 years.
Yeah, like, and she said it was fine. Why could you not get it wrong? How could you get that wrong?
No, what I think is like, I think it's just by chance. Like it was just like most of it came out, but there was just some that like, in like, you know, like the little circular corners of it.
I do not know, just for the record, but okay.
Story number three. So when I was 18 and moved to San Diego, I was like, totally sheltered, clueless, and like did not know what was going on. But I met my friend Becca, who became like a big sister to me, and she just like, we immediately clicked, and she just answered like all of my embarrassing and annoying questions I had never asked anyone before in my life and like just really couldn't. And now 15 years later, my little sister Butter just moved to Vegas, which is really the first time that she's ever been on her own, and guess who lives there now? Mm-hmm. Becca. And so with Butter just even being there within like the first week and a half, Becca has already stepped in doing the same thing for her and helping her get situated, helping her get a job and all these things. And when Becca came to visit me this week, I realized that the person who did that for me all those years ago is doing the same thing for my sister now. And like having that realization with her, I just broke down because I just think that's like the sweetest thing in the world.
Like that's emotional. Why do I feel like it's laundry detergent? Like,
I don't know. Maybe because it stained like a lot of my clothes like, that I can't buy again.
That's the problem. That's the problem with this game is like it's not always the logical one. Not the logical one. Okay, what made Jess cry? Dana in Parkville, good morning.
Good morning.
Which one of these made Jess cry? Story number one, number two, or number three?
I'm going to say number three.
Number three, it's a friend in Vegas. Listen, it makes sense. It makes logical sense. And I mean, if I had to emotionally go with it, yes. But I can tell you sometimes it's not always the clear-cut answer for this one. Jess, was that the real cry this week?
That was definitely the real cry.
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It would have made me cry, too. You know, just your best friend being there for you and then doing the same thing for your sister. And your sister means a lot to you, and your best friend means a lot. Yeah, I totally would have cried too, Jess.
And I didn't even realize it. Like, we were eating dinner at Papa's when she was here, because she was only here for a day. And I was like, Becca, do you realize that, like, you're literally doing for my sister 15 years later the same thing that you did for me? And you know, even though I live far away from home, and I haven't lived at home since I was 18, knowing that Butter is not home is a really weird feeling that I'm experiencing, because she doesn't know anyone in Vegas either. And so just knowing that at least she has someone there that I love and that I trust and I know that she can trust has been like so, I don't know. It's making it, making it a lot easier.
Yeah.
And side note, you guys, of course I did not try the detergent thing. I'm not going to try it. I'm too afraid.
It sounded weird. It didn't sound
I know that
like
everyone
you.
Does it, but I think there's just some, I tried it. I had my hand over the washer with it in there and I went to draw. I was like, let go. And I couldn't let go.
Patterns, not me, not Jess.
Congratulations, Dana.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.